2,000 workers have been told to go home as Whistle suspends its door-to-door letter delivery service. This company used to be known as TNT Post. It picks up mail in London, Liverpool and Manchester from businesses, so things like letters, bills, bank statements, and delivers them direct to your door. It was hoping to expand across the country, but its financial backers at Lloyds Banking Group have pulled out, blaming complex rules and changes to the postal industry. This is the type of company that Royal Mail just didn't like. It said that companies which I suppose they would regard as cherry-picking the most lucrative areas of the country threatened the universal service, which, of course, Royal Mail has to fulfil, delivering to every door in the land. We can talk to Stephen Gibson from SLG Economics, former chief economist at the Postal Regulator. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, good morning.
What do you make of this, then?
Well, this is a sudden announcement, but it's been well known in the industry that Whistle have been struggling and have had their expansion plans on hold for quite a while, given the lack of investment from the Lloyds Banking Group, as you said. And now that that investment has been pulled, they really struggle because letters delivery is a volume business. There was no way that business was viable just in the three cities of London, Liverpool, Manchester. They needed to expand it to, but their plans were 40% of the country. And without the investment to back that, it was never going to have a sustainable future.
This is clearly a very uncertain time for the 2,000 workers who face an uncertain future at Whistle. But what do you think this means about private competition to Royal Mail? Does it basically mean that it is not possible to be a profitable competitor to Royal Mail?
Well, the only real viable competitor has been Whistle, formerly TNT, who are one of the largest downstream access operator. That means they collect about 40% of the mail in the UK, and most of that goes into Royal Mail's delivery network. But they have been taking a small proportion of that, less than 1%, and delivering it themselves. It's very difficult to see any other business having that source of customer mail that would allow them the volumes to set up their own delivery network, particularly given that the letters business is shrinking by 4 or 5% per annum cumulatively. So now it's 25% smaller than it was 5 years ago.
Lloyds Banking Group have said that the rules are just too complicated. So is regulation too onerous to make it worthwhile for companies like TNT Whistle to compete in this kind of area?
Well, I think the problem is not so much that it's too onerous. I think Ofcom came out with a long-awaited statement in December. Ofcom are the postal regulator now. And they fully supported TNT's or Whistle's new service as a competitor to Royal Mail to give them some efficiency incentive and to really put pressure on Royal Mail to improve their business. The problem with Ofcom has not been that it's not been supportive, but that it's taken so long to come out with this statement, and that having to wait for around a year for that statement to come up put a lot of pressure on with uncertainty and risk in the business. And that is only a sort of a draft determination. It's not their final say, which may not come out for several months yet. So it may well be 18 months process. And that's the problem with the regulatory system at the moment.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen Gibson there from SLG Economists. Awful time, clearly, Peter, for the workers at the moment. But the company said it is looking at viable proposals to try to secure the continuation of the business. We'll just have to wait and see.